are your Testament Aleph, and we're up to Rebbe Vol, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. The Gemara said, what do you do when Adam don't know how to sign? So we had two solutions so far. Rav said you either, what was the word Rashi used?
Etch,
and then they fill in the etch. Tysus learned that you cut it open up like a, oh, what's the name again? Like one of these things they used to put down.
Stencil.
And Shmuel, and that's what Rav said. And Shmuel said you use lead. And lead doesn't stay, not water of lead, but lead. And that's not considered a ksav, and the Adam right over the lead. Now, Rebbe Vol offers a third opinion. Rebbe Vol Amar, B'mei Milan. You have the people, the Adam, the original ones, the ones that know how to sign their name, should sign the name of the Adam who are going to sign using Mei Milan, which is water, gallnut water. Rashi B'mei Milan, Mayim Shesharab HaMafatsim Shukim. Water that you soaked, ground up gallnuts. Practice Gemara about Tani Reb Chiya, custom of Meitaria v'Avtsa Kasher. I Reb Chiya learned if you learn it, you write it with dirty rainwater or gallnut water, it's kasher. So how could you have the second Adam signed on top of that? The ones that signed already, and they're not good Adam because they weren't the ones that saw it. So the Gemara loy kasher the offit or the loy offit. It depends if the paper parchment they're writing it on is treated with gallnuts. If it's treated with gallnuts, then writing on top of it with gallnut water is not called writing. She'ei mei milin, agabe mei milin. You can't have gallnut on top of gallnut. It's enough for the Adam who are going to sign to see what they can copy. But it's not enough to be considered a signing of a get, and therefore that's okay. Masha'en kein, if the paper or parchment are not treated with gallnut, so then writing with gallnut water is considered a ksav, and we don't want a ksav. Again, we want the real Adam to fill it in. If the bottom Adam already resigned, that's not called filling it in.
Because it's so damp, that's why they can see it.
I guess so. I guess before it dries, you can see it. Rashi, Dafitza, Haklofim Mubadim, the parchment is processed by Fatsim with gallnuts. Reishman is Haleim is Adam and Mamilim, do have Iksav. Shari Mari Haklofim Kamari Iksav. They look the same. Veina Nikar. There's no putting Mei Milan on top of Mei Milan. And the Mishnah, which says, when Rebbe Vol learns that you can do it with Mei Milan, is when it's not treated with Golna. Repapa Amar Bereich. Repapa says they should make it with spit, saliva, which is not a good ksav. Then the Adam will see the saliva and fill in their names. Rashi Bereich, Reichman Lem Bereich, Bechain Ayri Rapapa, the Rapapa Lapapa Taroi, Rapapa Paskin for Tarpa Taroa, and Rashi explains Taroa means Safsar Choshvarim. He was a middleman that dealt with animals.
Safsar's a middleman?
Yes, Safsar's a middleman, meaning he bought and sold animals, like a broker. Broker's dealer. And he paskin bereich. He, I guess it was a shiloh by him. He said, have the first Adam sign with saliva, it's not a signature, and the real Adam fill it in on that. Vahani mili begitten. This only works by gitten because of iguna. So therefore we let Adam that don't know how to sign as long as something is done to teach them how to sign. Avo b'shtaris lai. But by other shtaris, there's no reason we should be making with this. Therefore you're not allowed to do it. Machloikis b'shayinim if you do it, whether it's kosher or not. Whether the Gemara is saying Lechatchili shouldn't do it, or the Gemara is saying even with the evidence possible. It's Machloikis b'shayinim. Rashi, begitten, m'shimiguna k'dlekaman, l'mashkach nesadi b'ki. Because you can't find necessarily witnesses that know how to sign. U'b'taykach yifrizeh li'yama yomus v'tizachik li'yabam. Right? For instance, let's say the only people here are relatives. They're not good at Adam. You have two people here that can be Adam, but they don't know how to sign. And meanwhile, this guy is planning to leave on a trip. Or he might die. And she might be stuck with the other. So because of Iguna, we say, let the relatives do it in the way that's not a good signature. And then the other people can go on top of it. Look for Edom that know how to sign. Now Rashi makes it sound of Chatchila. By other stars, we want you to look for them. Rashi doesn't say Mishtar stars puzzle. Again, it's a machlokes Rishonim. I'm just pointing out Rashi. There was somebody that did a story with other stars. The Nug did Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana gave him Malkus. The question is, who did Rav Kahana give Malkus to? Some Rishonim say that the Nug day means singular. Now, if there are two Edom, why did he give one Malkus? So he said they gave the Daya Malkus. Whoever allowed these Edom to sign got hit by Rav Kahana for letting Edom like that sign. And some say it means both Edom, even though it's written in singular.
What did they do
back then? They had Edom sign on a star that didn't know how to sign, and they had to do one of these processes to get him to sign. Like saliva, or whatever it was.
That was okay.
By Gittin, because of Iguna. But by Star-Stars, we don't want it. As we just said. And somebody did it by Star-Stars, and Rebbe Kahana gave him Malkus. Now, who did he give Malkus to? It was the Machlokes Rishonim. Some say from the singular language of Nug Day that he gave the Dayan who allowed it Malkus.
Well, I mean, if you say the Edom,
it would have said the Nug Duhu.
No, but it's
just the question is, who did he hit?
I don't know, but if you say, I'm saying, if you say the Edom, forget the, I'm sorry, the Lashon, forget the Lashon, but, so, the, when the Edom do it, I mean, there's no, I mean, they did it without any judge, you mean?
No, or with a judge, but the question is, who is the one that deserves to be banished?
Yeah, but when the Edom signed it, and he shouldn't be signing it, whose fault's that?
Correct. That's what the Gemara. That seems to be the Shaila and the Rishonim.
Either the one who wrote it,
or the Dayan who passed the Dayan sign.
Shars don't always have a Dayan, right? Shars.
Again, I'm just telling you what the Rishonim argue here.
That's exactly what I'm Baruch.
Macabre to your question.
No, Baruch. This man. But Shars, that's what I'm saying. There's going to be a judge there. He can do that. The office
Max. Could be. Then he wouldn't give Malkus. According to the sheet that said he gave the Dayan Malkus because there was a Dayan there. You're right. I mean, you can make a good argument. What are Edom supposed to know? The Dayan knows, or should know.
I mean, they write it out for them on a separate piece of paper and then they just copy it from that.
That's fine. It doesn't say that's not fine. The Gemara says, that's what Rashi says. That would indicate you don't want people copying a signature that they don't know what they're doing. Again, I don't know how Lachal Amai said, but that's what Tamashim from Rashi that it would not be fine. Tanya Kavasa Dravarav, we have a Brisa like Rav that says that we either etch it according to Rashi or Taisus make a stencil. Edim Shay Yadim Lachtim, Akaranlam Nari Cholok, we rip a piece of paper that's empty. Mamalinus Akroim Dayoy. Rashi Tanya Kavasa Dravarav, Dama Makaranlam Nayar. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, the man who I'm more begitay nashim, I will be shechruri avodim mishtalkal ashtaris by freedom of avodim and other staris. By the way, we had this on Testament page for those who remember. Im yaidim likros ulachtim chaisim, if they know how to read and sign, they sign. Im lav ein chaisim, if not, they shouldn't sign. Frek the Gemara kriya man tchar shmei. Where does Rav Shimon Gamliel bring in reading? Who said a word about knowing how to read or not knowing how to read, that he's responding and saying only by Gittin, but by other stars they have to know how to read? We aren't talking about reading. The Bryce is missing something. What the Tanakhama said is, Edim Sheyayim Likrais, Kairon Lefneim. The first part of the Bryce said, Edim that don't know how to read, we read it in front of them. And then they can sign. If they don't know how to sign, then we make the etch. I'm going to learn like Rashi. I'm not going to keep on repeating Rashi and Tysus. We make the etch, and they throw it in. What are we lenient both on the reading and on the signing? Because there's igunos, as the Gemara is going to explain momentarily. They know how to read and sign. We do that, if not, not. Amar Rav Lazar, my time in Rav Shimon Gamliel, so you benayis yisrael agunos. We don't want Jewish women to be stuck without a get, so we're more lenient. Amar Rava, halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Gamdi mishmei the Rava Amar, ain halacha. We don't paskel like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Frech. Okay, let's catch up with Rashi, and then we'll do Gemara Karabonon, but we didn't do it in Rashi yet. Frech the Gemara, then the Kaman Karabonon, is Rav Gamda paskening like Drabonon, that we don't, that we even by other stars it's good enough? Right, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, only by Gittin, Mashma, that the other opinion held it works by all stars. And Rav Gamda is saying, we don't paskening like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That means he's allowing it by other staras?
Can't you do it the other way?
No, because you listen to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says, when is this allowed? Only by getting. Mashmed is a kind of comma.
I mean, the other way, he's going to be more makeable now.
Exactly.
Why keep the other way? It doesn't work by anything else.
Again, the kind of comma says one thing, Rav Shimon Gamliel is adding. Is he being more strict or less strict in the kind of comma? He's saying we only rely on this by getting, not by other stars. So what is it that you can have people read and sign without knowing? Right.
Yeah.
Now, how old does Tanakhama say? There's a first Tana and then there's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Mm-hmm. Rav Shimon Gamliel comes to be strict. He's saying not relying on other stars. It means the first Tana must have relied on it by other stars.
Well, they wouldn't allow anything.
Then it wouldn't be. Then he wouldn't. Tanakhama says you can do this. He's not saying you can't do it. Tanakhama says, Adam doesn't know how to read in front of them. Adam doesn't know how to sign. Period.
What are you talking about?
You tell. Then comes from Shimon Gamliel and says it's only true by getting. That means what does the Tanakhama say?
So
that's not good anywhere. Then what did he say?
Right.
Must be said it's good by Starus also. So when Rav Gamda comes and says Halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, he seems to say it works by other staras. Practic Gemara, but who David the Bishtar staras and not to Rav Kahana? Kahana gave the guy Malkus. Now Rav Kahana is considered an early Amira. Enough so that we wouldn't have Rav Gamda arguing him. Even though theoretically Rav Gamda could argue Rav Kahana, he's an Amira, and Rav Kahana is an Amira, but there's a certain number wrong you just don't go against. And if Rav Kahana gave Malkus, that means he obviously paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So how could Rav Gamda say that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Zakti Gemara, Tergimakriya. He didn't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel by signing. He didn't paskin like Rabbanan by signing. By signing, he agrees that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We only allow the etch by getting, not by anything else. But how about Adam that don't know how to read? The reading part. And the Bryce has said, we read in front of them, and then they can sign. Adam know how to sign, but they don't know how to read. So we have it read, and then they sign. So Tanakhama says, you do that by all staras. He also said, you sign by all staras. Shimon Gamliel came and argued on both parts. You only read by getting, and you only sign by getting this way. Comes along Rav Gamda and says, I'm going to split this. By signing, I agree to Shimon Gamliel. By reading, I agree to the Tanakhama, that even by other staras, we can rely on people reading it to the witnesses.
So these people could not read,
but they could sign, right.
They could not read.
That's not so difficult, because it's talking about a different language. It could be written in French, and they can sign in English. So if they don't know French, they can't read it. So somebody reads it in front of them, tells them what it says, and they can sign. They watched it, but they can't read it. So Tanakhama said you can do it by other stars as well. Shimon Gamliel said, no, only by getting. Then there was a second Machlokes. Amen, don't know how to sign. Can you etch it and fill it in? Tanakhama said by all stars. Shimon Gamliel said, only by getting. Now, in the Machlokes of signing, we have Rav Kahana that set a precedent. He gave Malkus for somebody that did by other staras. So nobody's going to come along and paskin like the Tanakhama. So when it says Rav Gamda did, he must have been going in the reading part. That we do by other staras as well. Rashi, Karabonon de Machshuri Lekulu, Tegim Allah de Rav Gamda Kriya. Shem Yaidim Lachsem, Abishay Yaidim Lekreis, they know how to sign, but they don't know how to read. Shabbatam, it's okay. The Kari Kamayu Achwini, others can read it to them, Karabonon. Ud Rav Kahana, Shay Yaidim Lachtim. Rav Kahana gave Malkus in a case they didn't know how to sign. The guy Baksimba Amr Rav Kahana Lel. The Baksimba is when we said this halacha of Rav Kahana that he gave a guy Malkus. Zakti Kabai Vait. Rav Yehuda.
He gave Malkus, that was the case of.
Signing by other staris. That means somebody etched it. I'm going to go with Rashi. I'm not going to go back and forth. He etched it, and they filled it in. Rabbi Yehuda was an old man, and he could barely read. Unfortunately, there were not eyeglasses in those days, and people who got older and lost their ability to read, it was very difficult for them to read. So the easiest thing for Rabbi Yehuda would have been done is have somebody, he knew how to sign his name. He knew how to sign his name. Just couldn't read. So what does he do when they ask him to be a witness on a shtar or on a get? Let's say a get. So he, mitztar kari v'chasim, he pained himself to read it and sign, meaning he forced himself to read the word as difficult as it was for him. Amar lei Ula, le'tzrichas. Ula told him, you don't have to do this. The Rabbi Lazar, Mara de Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Lazar was known as the Mara de Eretz Yisrael, Kari Kamei V'chasim. They used to read in front of him, and he's the sign. So if Rabbi Lazar relied on it, why can't you? Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Zakein Hayahay was old. The Ain of Chaos, his vision was dark. So it's amazing how much we have to thank for doing this miracle for eyeglasses. I mean, I know by myself, I was so nearsighted. If I wouldn't have eyeglasses, I would never been able to learn. Never. But you never think of it. But you see, Rabbi Yehuda lost his vision as he got older. There was no eyeglasses. There were no bifocals. There were no none of that. So it's tarach lichta b'lachta b'eda b'dayin. If he had to sign either as an eda or a dayin, it's star b'kriya star. He's to force himself, aggravated himself with reading the star. The karei of the chaisim, he read it and he signed. Mara da'al yisol, b'ki mikol chaveirav. Now Rashi is trying to explain why he's called the master of Eretz Yisrael. Because he knew more than all his friends. The Masechtas Nidim is farish. And my currently Moradar Yisrael preparing Shani. So the Gemara Nidim says he was the most knowledgeable in the shades of red for Hichlus Nida. He knew the shades, the different shades of red. Today, anything that looks red is considered Tameh. But in those days, they were bucky in different shades of red, which is dam, which is not dam. And he was the knew more than anybody else in that area. So they called him the master in Eretz Yisrael, the one who knew the most in that one area.
That wasn't affected?
What?
The vision didn't affect that.
The blazer, not Rabbi Yehuda.
He also had it written in front of him.
I guess at a later date in his life. He was called Mar Eretz Yisrael, and then he relied on that.
So what is that teaching us? If you're bucky in one prat, you're bucky in the whole thing?
That's a good question you have. So I looked at it the other way, that if you know how to make women mutter to their husbands, you're Maradar in Israel. If you have the means to be macho women to their husbands more than anybody else, so you are the master in Eretz Yisrael because you can keep showing bias on the highest level. That's how I looked at it. You don't like it?
No, I didn't know that until I brought this up. I didn't know that was the way Rebbe learned it.
Maybe it's more machmer.
I'm sorry.
Maybe it's more machmer.
I'm glad you're back to normal because before you also didn't do it when he said something. So I'm glad we're going back to normal now.
Ramosha was the gadol because he knew everything.
Again, I didn't give him the title Maradar Yisrael. The Gemara Nida says he was called Maradar Yisrael. Rashi says he was Baki Mikol Chaverav. The Gemara Masechtas Nida says he was Baki Mikol Chaverav in that area. Again, I didn't really learn the Gemara Nida well. I'm just telling you what the Gemara Nida seems to say. So I understood it. Because he was able to be matur a woman to her husband. So to give my advice, Reb Nachman, Kari Kamei Sifra Zayini
V'Chasim. Maybe he was lucky in that area, as well as all it, exclusively in the city, but they need it only that area. I
wasn't going to make a big to-do over this.
No, it's right, it's right.
I think the Gemara needs this as because of that area, so, you know, I mean, I don't know,
to the exclusion of other areas?
I don't know.
They're talking about this area. That's what
if you want to hand me a Gemara Nida, I can read you the Gemara Nida. I'm sorry.
Arsul says that also, is a Nida.
Well, it's the same Gemara Nida, you know what I mean? Arthur didn't write it.
20B.
Not there?
Didn't pull that.
Not there. It's old volume. Obviously not there. Okay, it's over here. I'll get it over here. Nida Aleph is missing. So whoever's learning Nida took the right here. Somebody must be learning Nida.
Okay.
Okay. So think about it right here. Rav Nachman Kari Kafrei Safra Daini V'chasim. Rav Nachman had the scribe of Bezin's official scribe, read the shtar to him, and then he signed it. V'davka Rav Nachman B'sifri D'dayni. Only Rav Nachman, who was a person that people had great fear of, respect, he was the Dayan. In fact, he was like the Pesach in Bavo. And the Sifri D'dayni, who was very careful, the Israel Amsa, has a fear of Rav Nachman. Av Rav Nachman B'sifri Achrini, had it been a different scribe who doesn't have that fear of Rav Nachman built into him. Or, so the Mepharshim speak out, every other case you would need two people to read it to you. Not because of Eidus, but because that way, because it's not really Eidus they're saying, but that if two people read it, and they read it exactly the same, you can rely on it. But by Rav Nachman, he relied on one person, and that was only because it was a situation where the person was working for the best and where he was the head Dayan. Therefore, there was a built-in fear to make sure you're accurate when you talk to Rav Nachman. And therefore, he relied even on one person.
Otherwise, you can write two total strangers?
Two total strangers to read it, correct. Rashi. The Trashi, Rav Nachman, Dayan Haya, Mamuna Mipi Reish Galusa. He was appointed from the Reish Galusa, the Chasna the Benesia. He was the Reish Galusa's son-in-law. Benesia means of the authority, because it means by a writer. The Sofra, the Yonim Yeremi men of Elohim Shakri. That's the one person you don't lie to. He's too powerful. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Rapapa, Kiava Asil Lekamei Shtara Parsab. Rapapa, when a star written in Persian came to him, the Oven Bar Kod Shukusim, done in a Gaish court. Now, he couldn't read Persian. So here is a contract being brought to Rapapa, made in a Gaisha court, written in Persian. He didn't know what the star said. So Makri Lahu Lishnei Kustim Zeshloi Bifnezeh. It took two Gaim, two Persians, had them read it, not in front of each other, independently. Memesiach Levitumai, and he relied on it as if they were telling him a story. I mean, they knew they were reading it in front of Rapapa. But the fact that they both read it the exact same way, so he relied on that. Umagvi Bemi Mishabdi. And he used it not only to collect from, but even to collect from the field sold. Now this is a contradiction to a Gemara we had earlier that said that we can't use a Persian star to collect from a Shabbatim. Because since the signatures are Persians, they don't make a koil back on your aleph of an aleph. So it's a contradiction to Gemara we had in Daf Yud Aleph.
Who says here that the signatures were?
So it was. It was Persian signatures. It was made in Persian court.
We're talking about here. Who says here the signatures were Persian? The ksav was Persian, but why can't the signatures be?
The Trashi, the Avi Bar Kos, the Chasmeyim, Oiv the Kachavim.
Oh, I'm saying. I wouldn't have said that.
The Gemara said that we only can use the star to collect from the guy himself, but not from the lien. Menasa beheaded the Leslie Kala. That's only because there was no court there. It was made by Hedget, written in Persian, signed in Persian. So then, the signatures don't mean anything. But in court, this is Rashi Kutam, in court, it's good enough, it can even collect from a Shabbi.
Because it was court.
Because it was court.
Is this the Republic of Semit on the two volumes? Was that just to read it in front of him, or also to translate it? Did he understand Persian because he couldn't read it? Or did they actually have to translate it from the Aramaic?
I thought they were translating, but I have no raya. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Lehuna Bar Nas, Rav Huna Bar Nas. Hachi Amar Ameimar. High star parsa the chasimi alei ede sadi Yisrael. This Persian star that was written in Persian and signed by Jews. Magvinim beim mishabdi. We collect from the Shabbatim. This had Jewish signatures. Yidden that signed. Fakti gemar v'lo yadi lemikri. How can Yidden sign? They don't know how to read the Persian star. The Gemara b'yadi. They knew Persian. But the Gemara b'abinik sav sheni yochel izayev. These are things that are necessary in a star. It'd be written in a way that it can't be forged. Veleka, because the Persians use paper that's easily forgeable. Where we're makbed on a star be written on something that can't be erased. And if it's erased, it's visibly erased. The Gemara b'dafitzan. They used the material treated with gall nuts that keeps it from being mezuyah. Frakti gemar v'abeinu tzarech lachzim and yonash ushtar b'shita achroin v'aleka. There's a rule we have in Shtaris that you cannot learn from the last line. The last line is a repeat. Because what used to happen is, Adam signed, they left blank a space before they signed. And the guy could fill in whatever he wanted in that space. So they made a takana, you can't use the last line. So whatever you fill in is worthless. So the minig became, the last line of a shtar is a repeat. So that's how Lachin Shtar is. How can we rely on the Persian shtar that he didn't sign, but who says that nobody added anything? And for the Gemara, the Mahadir. It's talking about that it does repeat it. Now there's a Machlekes Rishayim now. If you have a shtar that doesn't repeat the last line, is it a puzzle star, or you just can't learn from the last line? Some Rishayim learned it became a requirement in star. And if you don't meet the requirement of star, the star is puzzle. And other Rishayim say, it was a takana to prevent anything being added in the last line. So the halacha was, don't derive anything from the last line of the star. So that's the Machlokes Rishayim. The Gemara is bothered when you have a Persian star. They don't keep that law. Now, according to the Rishayim, I say the star is puzzle. It should be puzzle completely. According to the other Rishayim, how could you learn from the star at least exclude the last line? So the Gemara's answer was, this star was done following the Jewish rule of repeating the last line, whatever was written in the star. Yes, Rabbi Cohn, you look very troubled.
The last line, if it's in stira with what was written before, you can't use it, but if it's written...
No, if it's addition. And he also said that he owes me $1,000.
Well, I mean, it's not a steer, but it's not... Oh, okay, so you
can... If you can add things in the last line, and the last line's left open, what's to prevent somebody from adding in the last line?
So now that we have it, what does it have to say?
The last line, well, some Rishayim learned, that's why we say the Kanina, the Komad, the Katzavel, the Bashtar, whatever it is, and that they write. And we made it done completely 100% okay.
Oh, yeah, but there's nothing added.
Nothing added.
Specific,
okay. In a get, the last line says, Kedatz Moshe v'Yisrael. The whole last line. So no conditions, nothing can be added to the get. That's my Jesus. I was there
every Star Wars. They all have to follow because that's what they throw them at.
What? I don't know. I don't know. What, I'm trying to remember what I read in the Tzuba. I don't think the Tzuba adds to that question. These are the Tzuba. Come on, the mother of the Makash of the Miknebei. Hakol Shar V'Kayim. That's, I think, what it ends with the Tzuba. I think the Tzuba ends with the words Hakol Shar V'Kayim.
Why don't we just do
this?
Why
don't they repeat something at the end? Why don't they do at the beginning? That it starts tonight.
What? No, 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 no. That's what they read the time. Not repeated.
Oh, they reread the
beginning to end in a positive way.
Oh.
Right.
I thought it was written on the bottom.
No, it's not. They read the Tzoyim, then they go back and start again at the beginning.
Why don't we just...
I don't know why that meant again, but that's the minute.
No, well, why don't we just write it up until the Adim without any space?
The Gemara in Baba Basra talks about that. It's a sugya in Baba Basra. I don't remember. Maybe you do when we learn Baba Basra, but it's more talks about it.
Was that Rebbe ever like a Rebbe Sisuma before?
I've read it a number of times, yeah. What? What's wrong with reading the Sisuma?
By
Shui,
no.
By Shui, I read the Sisuma, right. Exactly. 100%. Right. Yeah, 100%. Right. I read it.
People are very happy
when you
read it.
Thank you, I'm very happy. Should write it up in a newspaper, write in an article to the newspaper. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chasimi Allah Sadi Yisrael, Yisrael Asu al Shakasu Balosh and Parsi. Dr. Gemara Weiter. So the Maika Mashmalan. So what is the Chiddush that you can use the Shtar and Parsah? It follows all Jewish laws. Why would I think you can't use it? It's done completely the Jewish way. The parchment's the Jewish way. The last line is there. They know how to read it. So why in the world, what's the Chiddush? Teretz is, you'll tell me, the Kol Lashon Kasher. That you don't need the to be written in Hebrew. It can be written in any language. Tanina, it's a Beferish Mishnah. Get your kasha ivris rate of Yavanis, Yavanis rate of ivris kasha. Even by a get, you can write it in Greek and sign in Hebrew, write it in Hebrew and sign in Greek. So you don't have to write it in the same language. So what's the chiddush of a meimar? Sure. Dr. Gemara, imahi avamina hanimili begitten. I would have said that's begitten because of iguna, we allow different languages. Avu b'shtar sharas lai, but by other stars we would insist on the same language. Kamash Milan, no. Even by other stars, you can have it the other way. Rashi, Shikasvuk Sab Shalai Begitin Mishum Takana Sigunas. Okay. Now we move on to a new part of the Sugya, and we'll need a little bit of tolerance to let the Gemara work these things out. Amishmu, Nasan La Niyer Chalak. A guy gave a woman an empty piece of paper. The Amar La Harizek Gitech. And he says to her, here is your get, Migureshes. And the Gemara is going to have problems with this. Chashinan, Shema b'meimilin kasvai. Because maybe he wrote it in Meimilin, and therefore, the Gemara is going to explain, that's enough for us to worry that maybe it's a kosher get. Migureshes, because maybe it's a kosher get, and the Gemara is going to have to explain this. Rashi? Is there Rashi? Yeah. Shem Bemilin Kasu. The Nivlu. And they got absorbed into the get. Meaning maybe it was a get that was written kosher. And then the thing got absorbed into the paper. And that's why it looks empty. And we said before, if you write it with this kind of writing, it's a kosher get. So it was a kosher get. Now the Gemara is going to have to explain this. The Gemara Meitzvei. Harizeh Gitech. A guy says to a woman, here's your get. But the Klosov is her Kasaliyam. She took it from him and threw it into the sea. I, Laar, or into the fire, or the Chol Dover oven, or anything else that destroys the get. So he hands the woman the get. The woman takes the get and dumps it into the furnace. So the Braisa, v'chazav amar, then the husband says, oh, by the way, that was not a get. Shtar pasimu, that was a shtar written that you want to make a guy look rich. You make up with the guy, I'm going to write to a star that I owe you $1,000. That way you can show people that you're a rich man, that you lent somebody $1,000. You're not supposed to do these things. But the guy is claiming that he was writing his wife a star saying he owes her money. Oi star amanu. Or...
Was it a little dangerous for the guy?
Yeah, he's claiming he did that. We don't know if he did that or not. It's stupid to do. Yeah. It's a stupid thing to do. And the Gemara says you're not allowed to do it. But... He says he did it. Or star amana is that you write a star because you trust the guy's going to give you the money next week. So he said, you know what, let's get the star done and you'll give me the money next week. Also illegal. But he's claiming that what he gave his wife wasn't a divorce. And we can't check it. She threw it into the furnace. The halacha is mugareshes.
Witnesses
of what? That he handed her that piece of paper.
Yeah.
We don't know what it said on the piece of paper.
When he gave it to her,
it was after
he
got absorbed.
Yeah, we're not going to Shmuel now. Shmuel said halacha. Now we're bringing a brisa. Let's not mix the two.
She can't get remarried, though.
Why not? Adam, sorry, gotta get.
Adam, what?
You know what you're saying.
Again, he walked over to his wife and said, here's your get. She took it, and in a fit of anger, threw it into the furnace. Then he says, it wasn't a get.
How is that any different than a case where a husband, they send it, and then he says it was false.
Again, but we have the get in front of us. He can't claim anything. They're signatures.
Right, but then you have to verify the signature.
I'm asking. Here, he's not saying that he never... He's saying, I didn't give her a get. But when he handed it to her, he says, Ariat Megoreshet. In front of Adam. There were two witnesses there. He said, honey, you're a Megoreshet, me, man.
Why can't it have Ksav?
Who said it has no Ksav? This is not the case of Shmuel. This is a Brisa.
Right.
Oh, you mean
that
this
had the actual...
We don't know what it said there.
It could have the get lashon on it, right?
If it was a get.
Again. He handed her a piece of paper. He said, this is your get.
We don't know.
It had writing on it. 5 minutes later, he says, it wasn't a get. Something else. It was an electric bill. It was your credit card bill, just as long as it gets.
That's why you can't even get.
Rabbi?
She threw it into the water. Listen, she got divorced. She was upset. She took the get and threw it into the water or into a furnace. But we don't know. Now, to make things easier, we showed him how to learn this. We'll pick one side. Adam had read the get. There had been a get written. Adam had read the get and gave it back to him. Now he handed her a piece of paper saying this is the get. And now claims that's not the get that he showed to Adam. It's something else. What?
Show us the get.
Again, you can answer it. Yes, Harvey, you have a question?
Well, you kind of just answered it, but now I don't understand it in a different way. Then what's the chiddush? If we've already objectively verified that it was in fact a get, what does the subsequent conversation...
That there was a get.
No, that you just said that Adam read it and verified it, or
I
we don't know whether it was that...
A husband came to Edom and said, here, read this. And it was a get. Then they gave it back to him. An hour later, he hands a woman a piece of paper, and he says, you are megareshes.
Okay, let me ask what I was going to ask originally. This is halacha. Either it was a get or it wasn't a get. If it wasn't a get, then why would she be divorced just because he subsequently claimed it was something else?
She's not divorced because he claims. She's divorced even though he claims. He handed her, he told her this is a get.
Right.
We know
we had
a get.
Yeah, but why would we then waive the requirement that we verified that she received the get versus a piece of nonsense paper? Why would that be waived? Isn't this a halachic requirement that gets her free to marry somebody else? I don't understand why. Whatever, either she received it or she didn't. Why would we take his further action to decide that she was in fact divorced?
I understand your question, but I'm not sure. Because she's divorced, let's say he would say nothing. Let's say a husband would walk over to his wife, hand her a piece of paper, and say, you are divorced. And she threw it into a furnace. And he never said that it wasn't a get.
Right. We have why isn't she divorced?
She is divorced.
Yeah, she is divorced, but no one's casting doubt on it. No one's doubting what was on that piece of paper.
So what we're saying is, a husband says, Arat Mugareshes, he can't cast doubt on it later. That's what the Bryce is saying.
But there's an objective reality here. It was a get or it wasn't a get. Why would whatever he says make a difference at this point? Why wouldn't it now fall on her? Because now she has a problem. She intentionally destroyed something that could permit her to remarry. What does it matter what he says next? Either at that moment she was halakhically divorced or she wasn't.
Again, meaning what we're saying is that his casting doubt is not taken seriously. The fact that he told her, you are divorced, eliminates his ability to come back and say that he was playing a game with her.
I understand. But it could be that it wasn't a get, in which fact the Rabbanim are permitting her to remarry, even if it might not have been.
Oh, of course not. If we thought it wasn't a get, then we wouldn't permit her to be remarried. All we're saying is that his casting doubt is thrown out the window. You told your wife it's a get. You had a get. You told your wife this is the get. So now you can say, we don't listen to you anymore.
No, I understand that.
Tell your wife this is the get. And you hand her something. We know you had a get. So why in the world? So the Gemara is saying, the Braisa, what you say afterwards is not trustworthy. And we go with what you told at the beginning. You're the one that told us it's a get.
Why do you have to have that better part? That we knew what we had to get.
Because that's because of a Gemara later on. I'm trying to avoid a problem.
So what's he cheating. What's he trying to do with these words? Trying to really mess her up?
Yeah, he's trying to mess her up.
But she's not mutter to get it to marry to me.
Well, the bride says she's mutter.
But he's trying.
He's trying to mess her up. Exactly.
Why is that a question?
Well, we haven't gotten anywhere. Oh, we're just trying. We're middle of the midstream. You know what I mean? You can't jump on it. So again, the Braita says, "Harry Zegitech when the philosopher is a kastliyam and the are into fire, and the chol davar of it, the chazav amishtar pasim mishtar manu megareshes, v'loy kol amenu loisra." Now, time and ink exav. The Braita seems to say it's because we saw writing on that star. Halek exav loy. The diak is, the inference is, that if we didn't see writing, we wouldn't rely that it's a get. Because if not, the bride could have said it's an empty piece of paper. Okay. Instead of saying that it's a shtar pasim, shtar mana, he could say, lady, I gave you an empty piece of paper. Doesn't say that. Because if he gave her an empty piece of paper, the Edom would see there's no writing, we wouldn't say it's a get. It's only because we saw writing that we say, and he said it's a get, that we take it seriously. The inference is that if we not see in writing, he has to come up with another excuse of writing. Mashma, that if he wouldn't see writing, we would never accept that it's a get in the first place.
Saw the writing. There was two witnesses.
Two witnesses saw him hand her something that had writing on it.
And they did not know what the writing was.
Well, they get. Once upon a time, somebody, two witnesses had read the get.
Earlier witnesses.
Right.
And
it could be the same witness. It doesn't make a difference. But they didn't see which paper he handed. They handed it back to him.
Did she make a valid Kabbalah?
Yeah, it's
handed
to her.
And she immediately...
She's angry.
Did she make a valid Kabbalah?
Yes. By the way, before Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon, a man can walk over to a woman and just say, here's your get, and stick it into her. There's no willing, she doesn't have to be willing to accept anything. She's divorced automatically. He can stick it into her pocket, and she's divorced. She's wearing a coat. He walks over and says, hi. In front of twins. This is your get. He sticks it into her pocket. She's divorced. But it's not as that. No. She has to willingly accept the get. So, in Bisman Azeh, you're right. If the woman's willingly accept the get, okay, she can still be angry and throw it into the fire, but it's less likely. But whereas in those days, the guy could walk over to his wife on a Sunday morning after breakfast in front of two witnesses, says, hi, honey, you are divorced. And put a get into her pocket. And she's divorced. Now, today it would never happen. Because today, the Edom read the get before they sign it. And it's read again before it's handed over. And it's read a third time after it's handed over. We take it back and read it again. Even though there's no other paper in the room. But we're machmir to read before and after. Trust me, there's no chance that it's a star pasim star amana. They read it before it's handed over. They open the get. They say, read it. They read it. Then they hand it over. And then they take it and said, let's read again to see what was handed over to her. Even though there was no other paper in the room, we do it again. That's halacha.
Isn't that what Marimer told us to do?
What?
Isn't that what Marimer told us to do? Hello?
Where? You're way ahead of me in the Gemara. We never got there. You're ahead of me. I'm glad.
Okay.
I never got there. Rashi. Such Rashi. Laishim Shalak and Savloid. Even the Archol and Nami Amin and Mugareshis. Tana also Lashminan. Tana's coming to tell me that Avigav Loi Akrina, we didn't read it right before he gave it. Igita Avi Loi. Kivan Dama Loi Gitahu, Loi Hadi Beisu, Maksakina de Gitahu. Once he told her it's a get, we assume that way. Even the Archolic, Nami Sphere Loi Hachi. And if he holds that way, even by empty paper, Ashminan Ravusi Seris, then the Archolic. Why did the bride just say it looked empty to us? And he's claiming it was empty. Teretz says, if it's empty to us, it's not a get, not like Shmuel. And for the Gemara, Ki Kamer Shmuel, the Batkina Leib and Maya Denara. We will leave this for tomorrow, Mechashem, this answer in Shmuel, and we will continue Mechashem tomorrow morning. Everybody should have a wonderful day.